Today, my dear faithful, is the first Sunday of Lent. And now the epistle is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 6. Brethren, we do exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let us give no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed. But in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in sweetness, in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, through honor and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as needy yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said to him, All these will I give thee, if falling down thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil left him. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, I'm sure that many, if not all, are familiar with the story of Lourdes. That is the story of the humble peasant girl who beheld a beautiful woman resplendent in light in a grotto in Lourdes, France. This girl, of course, was Saint Bernadette, and the beautiful lady was Our Lady, our Blessed Mother Mary. Since Our Lady's apparitions in that cave at Massabielle, hundreds, if not thousands, of miracles have streamed forth from that holy place. When God sees fit, the blind see, the paralyzed walk again. Even those who were at death's door are restored back to life. But the greatest miracle of all is the conversions that occur there. Souls who were apparently lost, who showed no signs of virtue, even those who hated God. So many souls return back to the love of God. And all this started with those apparitions of the Queen of Heaven to a peasant girl from Lourdes. However, maybe not all are familiar with every detail of Bernadette's life and the apparitions of Our Lady, such as the great poverty of Bernadette's family. So poor were they that they actually lived in a literal dungeon. Or you may not know exactly that Our Lady appeared to Bernadette 18 times in total. Another part of the story with which you may not be familiar is the devil's visit to that holy place. You see, during the fourth apparition, Bernadette, as was her custom at her visits with Our Lady, knelt down and prayed the rosary. The rocks of the grotto stood before her, and the Gave River lay behind her. During her prayers, a glow of light began to shine from the cave, and this signaled the approach of Our Lady. Our Blessed Mother would soon appear, wrapped in brilliant white, with a blue sash wrapped around her, her feet bare, except for a golden rose on each. And then Bernadette would be overcome with an ecstasy of joy. Her face grew pale, but her smile, as one witness put it, became lovely. It was a delight to see her. However, during this beautiful apparition, the enemy of all mankind would not be silent. A clamor of voices rose from the river. The voices challenged, crossed, collided with one another like the clamor of a brawling crowd. One demonic voice, more furious than the rest, dominated them all and roared out, "Get out of here!" At this sound, Our Lady in the grotto merely glanced in the direction of the roaring river. This single look of sovereign authority, this calm rebuke without a word mentioned, reduced this invisible mob of devils to silence. Our Lady then turned back to Bernadette and continued on as if nothing had happened. How much, my dear faithful, Our Lady is like her divine Son, as we see in today's Gospel. At the beginning of our Lord's public life, the devil came to tempt our Lord. This occurred when our Savior had been fasting for 40 days. But each time, the devil was rebuked and defeated so easily by just a few brief words from our Lord. Finally, the devil tried to take the place of God and demanded Christ to worship him. And then our Lord commanded him, "Begone, Satan." In the face of such authority, the devil could only flee. And yet, my dear faithful, how powerful the devil seems to us. He is constantly watching us, looking for a weakness, for a way to tempt us to sin. He and all his powers in hell are at war against us every day, at every moment. They hunt for our souls, to lead us to sin and to hell itself. In the face of such an onslaught, we cannot survive of ourselves. Of ourselves, we cannot remain in the state of grace. And yet, if we ask for and follow the grace of God, there is no power that can steal sanctifying grace from us. The greatest weapon in this warfare for our souls, then, is prayer. In prayer, we turn to our Lord, the source of strength itself. He is the all-powerful God. As the Catechism tells us, nothing is hard or impossible to him. Compared to our Lord, what is the devil but a pathetic, miserable creature filled with hatred? Furthermore, opposed to the incredible hatred the devil has for us, is the infinite love of the Sacred Heart for mankind. What can we not hope for from the Almighty, all-loving God? And to give us greater confidence in his love for us, he has given us a supreme advocate, his own Blessed Mother. St. Alphonsus de Liguori tells us that Jesus is omnipotent by nature, while Mary is very powerful by grace, because she obtains whatever she asks from her omnipotent Son. Mary, too, then, in a sense, has infinite power, because her Son delights to honor his mother by granting whatever she asks of him. And it is our Blessed Mother's delight to pray to God for whatever graces we stand in need of. Just look at the flood of miracles that Our Lady has given to man at Lourdes over these past two centuries. Men and women who are hopeless cases, whether hopelessly ill in body or in soul, have been healed when they or someone else for them humbly went to the feet of Our Lady and asked for her help. When we turn to our Blessed Mother in prayer, our sweet Mother bends down to listen to us. With motherly tenderness, she listens to every word. She then takes our prayers and offers them to her Divine Son, adding to them her own mighty prayers. Our Lady will answer our prayers if it is for the good of our souls and for those for whom we pray. But at times she may not ask our Lord for what we prayed for. But this is only because she sees something better for us to give instead. She sees that what we asked for is not really what is best for us, because above all, Mary will pray for the grace we need to save our immortal souls. She can guarantee eternal salvation to us if and only if we turn to her in prayer and strive to follow the graces she gains for us. If we do pray and do strive to follow the law of her Divine Son, Mary promises victory to us. No matter the trials, no matter the temptations, no matter how many times we have fallen in the past. St. Alphonsus tells us, what sinner ever perished who with confidence and perseverance had recourse to Mary, the refuge of sinners? When life is difficult, when we are weighed down by our crosses, when Satan and his legion seem to surround us, pelting us with temptation and clamoring for us to sin, with all confidence, we must turn to Our Lady. With a mere glance, the Queen of Heaven can crush Satan and all his wiles, as she did at Lourdes. She can and she will give us the strength to overcome and deliver us from temptation. Pray every day, then, my dear faithful, and pray especially to Our Lady. Above all other prayers, Catholics should have the practice of saying their daily rosary. This is exactly what Our Lady repeatedly asked for at Lourdes, that we would pray her rosary. In the midst of her rosary, we will see how she and her Divine Son followed perfectly the way of holiness, and we will receive light and strength to live our life doing the same, following the law of God, overcoming temptation, and thus save our immortal souls. Turn to Mary as your refuge, my dear faithful. With all confidence, persevere in asking her for the help and strength to overcome, and you will conquer each and every time. Merely call on her name, and she will be there. Say only Mary, and she will fly to you to be your strength, your support, and your comfort. If you do this, then, my dear faithful, at the end of your life, you will, like Saint Bernadette, kneel before the Queen of Heaven. You will feel that same ecstasy of joy to behold the beautiful Lady of Lourdes, who has watched over you your entire life. She will then smile upon you as she welcomes you into eternal happiness. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.